Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Ayin Vav. We're holding the last line of Ayin Hey Amid Beis. We're holding at the beginning of a beautiful sugya, the inyan of being maybe kodshim lebeis hapsul. Let's do a quick reflection again on the quick chazara on the Mishnah and the Gemara, because that will be the right hakdama for today's Gemara. So going back to the Mishnah of yesterday, and Oshem Shinis Arab Ishlam. Two kabbalas got mixed together, an Oshem, which is Kodshim Kudishim, a Shlam, which is Kodshim Kalim. What do you do? Says Reb Shimon, no problem. Shneim Yishchatu B'tzofein B'yoichlu K'chomesh B'hem. Just chapun all the chumris of the two. What are the chumris of the two? The Oshem is more chumr than the Shlamim. What chumris does it have? Number one, it won't be Nechal L'Balim, it'll be Nechal L'Kehanim. Number two, the Shchita will be B'tzofein. Number three, the Achil will be in the Azora. And fine, you'll do like an Oshem. So Ma'akol Arash, everything is fine. There's one other chumrah which we didn't mention, and that is you're going to have to eat it very quickly. Because a shlam you can eat lishnei yom v'layla echad, and an asham, like most kabbanis, you can only eat liyoyim v'layla. The people have to eat very quickly, and they'll have to eat more, and they are liable to have indigestion or whatever, or they're also liable not to be able to eat the whole thing and leave some of it over. And it's going to become nicer. And therefore, Amr Leit HaChacham said to Reb Shimon, that's not a good plan. Ein Meviim Kodshim Beis Hapsul. What you're doing is bringing, possibly, not for sure, but if there won't be enough Kehanim to consume both Karbanois, what's going to have is you're limiting the time, and it's very likely that this Shlomim and or this Asham will not be consumed within the time period, and unfortunately we're going to have to go and have noiser and burn it to nishke get the Eitzah. So what's the Eitzah instead? The Mishnah doesn't address it. I think Gemara is going to say a little bit later, there's another Eitzah, and that if an Asham gets mixed in with a Shlomim, you go and say Yeru Achi Estavu, wait until it gets a Mum, then we're going to go and sell both Kabbanis when they get Mumin. We'll take the money, Yanko will bring his Asham, Beryl will bring his Shlomim, and Shalom Yisrael. So don't have this confusion, just wait until they get movement and sell them. But Reb Shimon said, no, I'm not concerned about being maybe caught from the base of soul. Said the Gemara, what? Reb Shimon is not worried about that. Back to the Gemara, Tani Tanaka made it up right after the Mishnah. Shvius ein loichen b'dameh ha-truma, v'neishamaten ba'achi losa. What is this all about? During Shemitah year, if a person goes and sells the payers of Shemitah, the funds also have now Kedusha Shvius, Kedusha Shemitah. If after that you go and use those proceeds to go and buy Truma, then the Kedusha Shemitah goes and gets transferred to the Truma. So the Truma that you're eating now, the coin is eating now, both has a din of Truma and has a din of Shemitah. Now, says this Tana Kamei the Rab, don't do it. Because you're going to go and limit the period of time in which you can go and eat the Truma. The Truma on its own, you can eat for the next 20 years. Assuming that it's something that you can preserve, you can go and put it into the freezer and eat it 20 years later. Masha Enke, once again, Kedusha Shemitah, we have a famous rule of Biur B'Shemitah. The Biur, it says in Chazal, Kola L'chayim Min HaSodeh Kalei L'Vehemtecha Min HaBayis. If it's the type of situation where you go outside and there's no food left for the Chayis, then you have to go and release some of your inventory. There's a Dinah Biur. There's a Dinah Biur. Then what's going to happen over here? This Truma is also going to have this Man Biur that it didn't have until now. See, Memayit Ba'achi Losa. Our concern about being Mevian Kachum Lebeis Absol. So Rav Rabban and Kavod the Rava, they said L'chari V'loik Reb Shimon, because our Reb Shimon and our Mishnah is not concerned about being maybe Kachin L'Beis HaPsul. Amar Lahu, the Rava said, no, I feel it's Reb Shimon. Hani Mili, Tiavet, L'chadchil Eloi. Avad, everybody's concerned about that Kachin or Truma should not unfortunately go and be maybe L'Dei HaPsul. All Reb Shimon said is in a situation where two Kabbonis got and mixed together, and Asham mit Ashlam, Ashlam mit an Asham. Vosa lichton. I have to wait now, years possibly, until it gets a mum. Chodech and Aitze. Go and bring them both and say, I'm bringing it with the chumris of the Tzedes Asham, even though I'm limiting the amount of time, but hopefully the Kahana will eat it enough, eat it quickly enough and within the time period. Yeah, of course there is a possibility that they won't, but hopefully they will. So says Reb Shimon, Lichat Chilavada, don't go and buy Truma with payrois, with money of Shvius, because you're limiting the amount of time that you can go and eat it. Maskim. Same thing with Gabi Koshel Beis Apsul, Lichat Chila, don't. That's why, for instance, in Erev Yom Kippur, and Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Soida. Why don't we say Mizmor L'Soida? Because it's Chometz and Gabi Erev Pesach, and the Gabi Erev Yom Kiddush, in Kiddush you won't be able to eat anything. So don't start bringing your carbon toida on a day that we won't be able to eat it all up. Ah, so you see that there is this concern of being maybe kosher from the base of soul. And Reb Shimon says, I agree. It's just b'diavad if you're in a difficult situation. No. So I'm being soimach that hopefully you're not going to be maybe l'day hapsal. So that's the Gemara's territory. It's a chilek between l'chatchila and b'diavad. Frank the Gemara. Well, l'chatchila loy. Reb Shimon doesn't agree with his halacha of a Nevi'in kosher base of soul l'chatchila. Eish v'yabaya. V'kulam nishoyen kehanam l'shana. What are we talking about? A kohen is now getting ready to eat the kodshim. Now, eating kodshim meat is very gishmak, but it's even more gishmak if you can go and add to it a little bit of ketchup and a little bit of soy sauce and a little bit of mustard and all other types of things that you like to go and spice up your food. Ah, says. It says in Agabah Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, but on the side, the Aleph changes it to Dibur Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon is saying that you're even allowed to go and add to the Kodshim Tavle Chulin and Tavle Truma. Tavle means spices, Chulin spices, or even Truma spices. Now these Truma spices, if you didn't touch them, you could hold the spices in your spice cabinet for a year or 5 years, as long as the manufacturer says it's going to be good. However, if you're going to put it on the Kodshim, then you better eat it quickly, because you can only eat it liyam v'layla or shnei yam v'layla echad. So what happens if you don't eat it quickly? You're limiting the period of time that this truma can be eaten. Says Reb Shimon, you're allowed to do this l'chad chila. How? Didn't you just say that Reb Shimon also agrees that we're concerned about being maybe kochim l'beis haps? Oh, amalei. So he answers, we're not talking about truma d'araisa. We're talking about truma d'rabban, because the only truma d'araisa is dogon, tirosh, v'yitzar. Tavlin, spices, midraban. Oh, midraban. It's like a double draban, because the whole din of being kosher base of soul is not d'araisa, the Torah says, don't me. Avadet is din of noiser. We're talking about the chshash, that maybe if you have too many karbanis within a shortened period of time, you're going to go and cut the time allocation, it might cause there to be, but maybe not. Efshiyo, efshinish. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here is too. In Yetz Hashem, they'll eat the truma and the kodshim bismanoi, and we won't have a problem of we made the kodshim based on soul. It's a chterabonon, a nishkefer. Like exactly, exactly right. Pray to Gemara, Eitz Yichon, noch akash. Ein loichem truma bekesem maser. He was talking about kesem maser shiny. Neshem amayit v'achi losa. What's this all about? As you know, if you have maser shiny money, the maser shiny money can only be used to go and buy food items. Don't go and buy truma with kesem maser shiny, because you mayit, you are limiting it, the scope of achiva. Now this limitation is different than the previous limitations. The previous limitation was in zman, in period of time. Here we're talking about a limitation in area, because maser sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It can be eaten outside Yerushalayim. And nevertheless, Reb Shimon is matir. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. Now, exactly why this is on all fours, I'm not sure. L'chay, the Gemara can go and say, how can you compare the two? All Reb Shimon is saying is, avad, I have to be concerned about time limitations, but I don't have to be concerned about space or area limitations. Keshet. But Zayin Sechos, the Gemara felt that if you're limiting a person to a certain location in terms of eating, there's a good chance that this person will leave the location, he won't have eaten it, and it's going to go bad. You know, I'm in Yishalayim for a week or two, I have my Masa Shaini, I'm going to go buy a whole bunch of food items. Yeah, it's true that I'm supposed to leave money for the Aniyim and the people in Yishalayim, and this, but what happens if I bought Gamsa Sudas for myself and my family, and tomorrow I have a ticket, I got to leave, there's some food left over, and if I would be able to stay another day, I'd finish it all. I have to go, the flight, but they got some mask. So if there is a good possibility, yeah.
There's an answer. It's not going to go to waste.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense, theoretically. I have to go to a shul in Muncie, where they give shalashidas every single Shabbos. Barachvis, and then after the shalashidas is over, there's a little bit left in this, a little bit left in that, they get the whole thing, and they throw it into the waste receptacle. And I asked them, why do you do that? There's still good food over here. You have still some gefilte fish, and you still have some lax, and you still have these dips. And nobody will eat it. We tried it already. We put it into the refrigerator. You come out next Shabbos, it's all still there, and by that time it has a reach nichoach. So you see that there are people that are very finicky, that's the right term, about eating leftovers. So therefore, these people in Yerushalayim, not all people, but some people in Yerushalayim, they're going to go and buy the Truma items with Kesem, Maas, or Shiny. It can only be in Yerushalayim. I'm leaving. Who am I going to give it to? I knock on the door, neighbor. No, thank you, man. That's a brand new package with nice cellophane. That's a different story. You already opened it up. You have a problem staying in Yerushalayim? Stay in Yerushalayim. So you'll get travel insurance.
No time for Shabbos.
Yeah, even time for Shabbos, they give, you know, wrapped and sealed things. They don't go and give open containers. The bakery also doesn't sell half cakes or half. They don't give away Yitzhak Shabbos half bread. Yeah, gan surprise and under the mask. Anyway, the point is, it can also be maybe day absolute. And Reb Shimon is matzah. Reb Shimon, no problem. I'm not concerned. What do you mean not concerned? You said even Reb Shimon is concerned. Lechad chilo, after the Gemara, no answer. Ishtiklei etem good gefreit. I really have no answer to this question. Also the comment of Yosef, when Abai came from Yosef, Amalei said to him, Amai loitesu meho, I have a kasha from another Mishnah, which is a starka bomba kasha. What's the starka kasha? It's a Mishnah in Mesach the Shvias. Ein mevashlem yerek shel shvias b'shemen shel truma. Don't go and cook yerek, vegetables of shmita yer, with shemen of truma. By the way, when we talk about the shemen shel truma, we mean obviously from prior years, because there is no truma and maaser in the shmita yer. Same thing on the omid base, but this is a double portion that everybody knows, so we don't really have to wax at length about this. So therefore, this shemen is already from last year's produce, from year 5, year 6, and the yerek shel shvias is from this year, from Shmita, don't cook them together. Why not? What's the problem over here? The Yerek is Shmita. That you can only eat until the Zman allocated to various food items because of the din of Biur in Shmita. Even today, you know, it's Israel, you can go and get calendars that show Biur for the Agvaniot, for the tomatoes, and for the lettuce, and for the cucumbers, and this and that. They have specific Zmanim where you have to make sure to consume it before that Zman. Aha, okay. So if you have the Yerek Shushvias, and now you look at your Zman Zettel, oh, it's almost for Shchoidish, whatever, Cheshvin, Kislev, Tevis, oh, yeah, yeah, it was a time. You're going to go and cook it together, Shema Shel Truma, so then this Shema Shel Truma may, unfortunately, go beyond that Zman. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's on a Zman Beer. You're limiting the Zman of Truma. So you're not allowed to do that, Shema Yavir, Kosher Beis Absol. And guess what? Reb Shimon Mat, Reb Shimon says, oh, it's okay, no problem, everything is fine. But you were told, Lechatchila, Lechatchila ain Mavashlin. Reb Shimon says, Lechatchila Mavashlin. You said, even Reb Shimon agrees that ain Mavim, Kashal Beis Absol, Lechatchila. So Reb Yosef says, I have an eyes and a kasha on Rava that said on the Yomid Beis that there's a difference between Lechatchila and Bediyevit according to Reb Shimon. Abai answers, "Falav mi oisvise mi hod the tavlin." Just a moment ago, I asked from that kasha at the Gemara at the top with the spices made out of truma. The amali, and when I told it to Rabbi, you know what he told me? Hanach the truma stam the rabbanan. And we all talk about the rabbanan. And hachan I'm here also about truma. Yerek the rabbanan. Meretzach ve yerek the rabbanan. The rabbanan. No, the rabbanan. No, nishkeferlech. Even Reb Shimon agrees. Like what did you say, Robert? It's a gzera le gzera. The whole din of the truma is the rabbanan. Anyway, now I should be choishin another rabbanan. Maybe the base up. So azoyvayt finished. But this gemara, this teretz is a pella, because if you look back at the Mishnah, we weren't talking about Yerek, which was Truma. We were talking about Yerek that was Shmita. It was the Shemen Shel Truma. The Shemen is Dagon Tiresh V'Yitzar. Yitzar Hashem Tzach D'Araisa. Yerek was a Shvias, but not the Truma. What are we talking about? Zotach Yetz Abayu Rav Yosef Ihochi Ibchemi Boyle. If that's the Pshat, then it should say Punk Fakert. Ibayle the Mystic. What should it say? Yerek Shel Truma B'Shemen Shel Shvias. And therefore, by the fact that it says Yerek Shoshvias B'Shem Shel Truma, this teretz that you just gave, that Rava could have answered, that we're talking about Truma Drabanan, this doesn't hold water. It doesn't even hold oil, because it just doesn't work. We're not talking about Shemen of Drabanan. We're talking about Shemen Shel Truma D'Araisa. So Kimar, yeah. But I have another answer. We asked the kash of our Mishnah. What was the kash of the Mishnah? We see that Reb Shimon is matir. The Omalin, what did Rabbi answer? Yeah, don't bring me a raya from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is talking about b'diavad, the i'arev, that the Oshim and the Shlomim got mixed together. In such a case, Reb Shimon says, I'm not noivis about being maybe kashul based absurd. Here's also talking about b'diavad. Where does it talk about b'diavad? We're talking about Eim Avashlam Yerek.
It's not.
Right. So Parshat Pshat, when we learned that Eim Avashlam Yerek means I had Yerek in one plate, I had Shemen in the other plate. The chef says I want to go and mix them together and cook them, and we skimmer the chef. Chulila, don't do it. You're going to be made cultural base up soup. But the way the Gemara is learning now is that the Yerek is already immersed in the Shemen, and it's been there already for a while, such a long period of time that it's already absorbed from that Shemen Shel Truma. So the Shemen Shel Truma has already gotten a din of Shmita in it. In other words, this Yerek Shel Shvias, it absorbed the Shemen Shel Truma. You're taking Yerek. For those of you that like salad dressing, I'm not a particular fan of that, but I'm sure many people do. So you put the salad dressing on top of the salad. The salad was Yerek of Shmita. In the salad dressing, there was oil of Truma, and it absorbed. You let it stand there for an hour or 2 hours. Now eat it. Geshmak, ma'abrucham, it all is fine. Everything is wonderful. And the problem is that Shemushal Truma, which is absorbed into the Yerek Shoshvias, you better eat it quickly, because according to the Zman Tzatl, in another day or two, you have to do the beer. Ah, so you're limiting the time. Talk to the Tana Kami, you're not allowed to do that. Reb Shimon says you are allowed to do it. You know why you're allowed to go and cook them together? Because it's absorbed it already. Once it's absorbed, it's already Shem Achramas. It's already Bidyevet.
What is the Chiddush? It happens.
It is then correct. You're 100% right. It goes one step further. Why does the Tana Kama say Eim Avashlam? Yeah. Once it's already absorbed, it's already a fader complete. It's already la'achar amasa. That's the Gemara's kasha. It's Zok Gemara. Omli di'arav, Ochanami di'arav. Said Abai to Rabbi Yosef, the reason I didn't ask a kasha from that Mishnah, because Rabbi could say we're talking about a b'di'evet situation, and b'di'evet even Reb Shimon agrees that Reb Shimon holds in the case of b'di'evet that it's mutter. We're talking b'di'evet. Frank Gemara, idi'arav, we're talking about the taka, the two are mixed together, the erek and the shemen. Might to buy the rabbanan. What's the problem of going and cooking it now? Zok Gemara, midi dehave a'osham ushlamim, just like in our Mishnah, the Oshem and Shlom that got mixed together. That's a b'diyevit situation, and the Chacham say, Aloy mit an olive, Omroloy ein, may the incarcerated may subsol, even though they are mixed together. So here too, even though the two, the Yerek and the Shemen, are mixed together, they should say, Aloy mit an olive, aim of Ashem, and that's what they say, don't cook it.
I have an answer, Yerek.
Pray to you, Marami, dummy, how can you go and compare? Hasim isli takanta biraya, in our Mishnah, like Mr. Friedlander saying so beautifully, back on Ayin Hayomid base, by the Oshem and Shlom, Sedun Eitzah, even though the Oshem and Shlom got not mixed together. Spread them out in the pasture. After a while, they're going to get mumen, and after that, I'm going to be poided, and I'll buy brand new. That's a good eitzah. But over here, how less like to come to beraya? What are you going to do? You're going to put the yerek and you're going to put the shemen out to pasture. I mean, to get pasteurized. Well, what are you going to do? It's already la'achar amas. That's your kasha, right? Two for two. Can I know that? Baruch Hashem, you're going strong. Zerkimar, halei dami, if you want to make a comparison to our Mishnah, don't compare it to the first case of the Asher Mishlam, compare it to the second case, which we didn't review today, but which we learned yesterday. Ela lechaticha shebechatichos. The kimen, the last takanta, the oichel kechoma shebehen. What was the case yesterday? If you look back in the Mishnah towards the end, this arvul chatiches b'chatiches kodshi kudishim b'kodshim kalim and echol miyemechem and echol mishnei yom v'layla out in the Azara. It was a very heavy day. They brought many, many, many karbanis. Among them there were ashamois and chatois and also Baruch Hashem, a bunch of shlomen. And guess what happened? Once nobody was looking, somebody mixed the karbanis all together. And once they gishacht, and you certainly can't recognize which one is which one is which one is which one. And now you have a whole bunch of delicious part of the carbon ready to be consumed. However, some of them can only be eaten by the kahanim liyom v'layla, and some of them can be eaten by the baalim liyom v'layla echad. But I have no idea which one is which. So the Mishnah, you go lechum and say everything today is going to be one day. Some of them are going to be maybe kachel beis apsul. They're going to be some shlomim that I'm going to have to chas v'sholem burn before the allocated time. I can't recognize which one is which. So says the Gemara. Over here, the Yerek and the Shemen are already mixed together. There is no Takana. So just like the Mishnah says, then Chanish Kabreira, no. So then I'm not machmir about maybe Kosh the base of soul. I have no choice. Here also I have no choice.
Be consistent and make it like that in every situation.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Maskler Ravina. Ravina says, you're telling me that our case of the Yerek and the Shemen, there are no choices, no other options or alternatives available. There is. Me dummy, how can you compare? There's no way that you can identify which hind leg of this particular carbon is from the Shlomim or from the this carbon or that carbon. They all look the same. So there's no takana. So you have to tell everybody, Eshnel, because you only have Yom V'Layla. Here, by the case of the Erech and the Shemen, there is another alternative. You know what you can do? Mikitakvech. Beschita. Go and take the Yerek which has absorbed in it the Shemen, and take someone who will give a nice squeeze, and get and drain the Shemen out of the Yerek. So why did the Chacham over here say, and you're telling me this is a B'dievet situation? Why? I have another Takana. What's the other Takana? Takanta Beschita. But Yosef says that this Nishka Takana. Because hey, Nishka, how are you going to go and squeeze it? Nishka Tuva, if you're going to really squeeze it, if it's naftzah, you're going to crush it and squeeze it. Come after it, you're going to destroy the whole thing. And Rashi says, it says, Vagabe Shmita products, because Baruch gave it to you, Li'achla, V'loy Lehefse. Hashem gave you the right to go and eat Shmita products, but not destroy it. Don't ruin it. You're going to ruin it. Who's going to want to eat the Zachauske kvetched salad and tomatoes
nowadays
and cucumbers?
Nowadays you have dehydrated vegetables.
I don't know about
that. They dry them up, but they
look edible. They look fine.
Look perfect.
What happens if you have a tomato that fell on the ground and somebody steps on it and it gets a crutch? You go on
tomato sauce.
You can, somebody who is very, very, very chweis, who doesn't like throwing any food out, he'll take it and put it into the kitchen, he'll take it to the sink, and he'll rinse it off to make sure there's no dirt marks, etc., and he wants to serve it to you. What's the likelihood you're going to go eat from it? Highly unlikely. Why? It's a you don't want to look at it. Ah! That's what's happening over here. If you take the Yerek and you kvetch it out and there's nothing left, sit Osein as that, Oske kvetch the Yerek. It will not look appetizing. And that's the Achle. That's. Oh, so you say, okay, don't have to kvetch entirely. Nischeport, obviously! Nischeport. So what have you accomplished? It still has in it the Shemen situation. Therefore, what's the conclusion of this shtikl? What Rav Yosef is saying is, you cannot tell me that we're talking about a diavad situation. Because if it's a real diavad, then it's like our chaticha sheva chaticha is in the Mishnah, then I have no choice, and even the Rabbanan would agree, sure, cook it, do whatever you want, it's already too late, it's already absorbed. The fact that it says Ein Mevashlim, we're not talking about a bidiyavet. We're talking about a lechatchila. And that's why Rav Yosef says to Abaya, you could have asked the shtar kakasha from that Mishnah when Rav Shimon is matter, he's talking about lechatchila, not bidiyavet. Because in bidiyavet it doesn't make sense. Why would the Rabbanim say Ein Mevashlim? There's no other choice. Cook, because otherwise, anyway, it's going to go to Ibud. So you might as well cook it that people should want to eat from it.
In practical terms, there is a problem with the Ayin Shem Shavias, because you have to absorb all of it. Otherwise, those drops that remain in the pot, you're wasting food of Shavias.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you know, not allowed to be Mavsa Shavias.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand, what is this man calendar that we are talking about?
Beer, it's the halacha is that the pasuk says it's got to be l'chayy shebatecha tiyet kol tivlas alecha. So the Gemara says kol l'chayy min asada kalei l'vehem tocham min abayis. That once this food item is no longer available to the wild animals outside, then you have to go. You have to liberate some of your inventory. Aha, okay. These man settle is for each food item. There's a different harvest period. Tomatoes are cut in September. Cucumbers in October. Strawberries in November, December, whatever. Each month is a different zman.
Calculate according to the.
And then they assume that for a period of 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, there's still stuff left in the field. And then they say, okay, so if you bought cucumbers in the market, make sure you eat it before this and this date. Otherwise, you gotta let it go out and be mafker it or burn it or whatever. So the point is that you have a zman settle that gives you those dates, because otherwise we wouldn't know. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, all the major organizations, whether it's the B'datz, I assume the Rabbanut, and I assume Rabbi Landa, all of them have these zman settle. So you're saying they're not bothered by all this? Okay, so those that are concerned about Shemitah produce, they have these zman schedules.
All agreements, all have the same zman?
As far as I know, I'm not a bucky in this. I unfortunately live in Chutz Laretz, but to my knowledge, yes, they're all basically in sync. Zog di mora vayta eisvei nochem ul kashis mit Reb Shimon. Eisvei Reb Shimon oimer lemachros meidi ashamu veluga imay. Now what is this all about? We're talking about a mitzoyra, where by a mitzoyra, if he's a mitzoyra muchlot, muchlot means that the kohen decided, yes, you are a mitzoyra. Once this Metzoyer is finally liberated from his tzaras, to borrow Robert's term, once he's liberated from his tzaras, then he has to go through a purification process. First, the Torah tells he has to go and bring to Oifaloch, and he has to go, not in the Beis Midrash, outside, and he has to go and kill one, and go and dip it into the blood of the other, and then he has to go on the Shilach al Pnei Asad, then he has to go to Ezoiv and Telas, the Gansam Eis. And he has to do a Tiglachas, and then 7 days later he has to do another Tiglachas, and then he has to bring special Korbanos on the Yoy Mashmini on the eighth day after he has been told you're no longer Mitzayim. What Korbanos do you have to bring? The focus of our Gemara is on the Korban Asham and the Loig Shomet. The only time, however, Metzoyra has to bring that if he was a Metzoyra Mukhlot. Mukhlot means that it was decided conclusively, you're a Metzoyra. What happens if he was a Metzoyra Muskar? Metzoyra Muskar means that a Metzoyra that the Kohen saw, I'm not sure, Efshi or Efshinish, quarantine him for a week. Quarantine him for a second week. After 2 weeks, you know what? Mukhlot, you go Mechutz L'machna. If a person is, Baruch Hashem, able to get out of that muzgar without becoming a mukhlat, in other words, he was only a temporary mitzayra, he doesn't have to bring any kibbutz. Only a mitzayra mukhlat has to bring the kibbutz. Now the question is, I'm sorry? Yes, I think so, but I'm not sure. Now the big question is a Mishnah beginning in Masechtas Megillah, Ein Bei Metzoyra Mukhlat, Metzoyra Muzgar, Ella, and the Gemara gives over there, the Mishnah gives us a number of differences. Anyway, one of the differences is that the Metzoyra Mukhlat has to bring Kabbanas, and the Metzoyra Muzgar does not have to bring Kabbanas.
Okay.
At the end. Now the question is, when he's no longer Metzoyra, that's correct. Now the question is, what happens if this Metzoyra doesn't know whether he was Muzgar or Mukhlat? Either the Kohen wasn't able to give a final decision, or the Kohen did, and this Metzora didn't understand, he doesn't remember, or he had amnesia, whatever the situation is. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, he no longer has Taras, he comes back to Toich HaMachne, he wants to be on the safe side, he wants to bring his Karban Hashem, because maybe he was Metzora Mukhl, maybe he wasn't. So what do you do? He should bring his carbon asham together with the loik shaman. The oimen should say, "Em shel mitzayra harize ashami v'zeluga." If I was a mitzayra muchlat, this is my carbon asham. This is my loik shaman. However, the imlav, if I wasn't a mitzayra muchlat, then asham zeh shel shamin adav should be for shlamim. Oh, we always say asham ta'un shchita betzafin. Umatin behoinois, usmicha, unisavchim, urtubis kaz vishoik, menecha leyoim valayla.
Alechumis.
So, what do we do with this Safi carbon? It's either an asham or a shlamim. Like Robert says, put on alechumis. What are those chumis? So, in shchita betzafin, just like an asham, kachi kudishim betzafin. Umatin behoinois, the whole Indian of this loik shaman, as well as the asham, is that you go and put first the, put the blood and the oil on the thumbs, that's the thumb of the right finger and the big toe of the right foot, and also of course on the tnucho oizen. You also have to do seven hazois towards the direction of the oil moed. Usmichan, you have to go and do smicha on the carbon. Unesachim, you have to bring the minchas of an eskeim kimdubar. You have to go and bring a minchas esachim of the wine, and on sukkis additional water. And throughout the year, you have to go and bring a carbon mincha together with it. Utenufas chaz v'shoik, you have to go and wave the chaz v'shoik. Now, the tufas chaz v'shoik only applies to a shlomim. Aha. So that's the chumah that the shlomim adds. On the surface, it looks like that we're adding the chum of smicha and the sachem also because of the shlam. In other words, as if we're trying to bring all the chumras to bear on this card. The shchitim itself, and obviously, is an oshem chumra, because bekotchem kalim you can go and shech b'chol mokim azar. Matan behoinus is a din only in mitzayit; it doesn't apply to your karm shlam. Ah, so it sounds like the smicha unesachem tnuvas chaz v'shoik, that those are all shlam halachas. However, Tosis points out that the Gemara only brought it le'rafcha demiltzer. Or Rashi Tosis uses an expression, it's b'china. The din of nesachim is bein asham and bein shlamim require nesachim. Any asham and any carbon shlamim requires nesachim. So therefore we didn't have to mention nesachim. It's like saying they both need shchita. Of course they both need shchita. They both need zrikas adam. I mean, it's a tam fashion. Both need nesachim. So that Rashi Tosis says it's l'china. Even the gabi smicha, you'll all remember back in Daf Lamed Gimel, we had a machloikis whether by ashamois, whether it's a din of smicha diaraisa or din smicha dirabanan. So if you hold it, in fact, it's a din smicha by asham, just like shlamim, says Tosis, it's also b'china. You're wondering which Tosis I'm talking about. It's Tosis usmicha, two lines before the wide lines, and then he brings it more in Daf Lamed Gimel about smicha. Then you see the second half of the first wide line. Well, the man, the yamad yaraisa, the one that holds that even by a carbon asham you need smicha, hisker b'chinam smicha, b'chein nesachim, the bein asham, bein shlamim, artun and smicha, and nesachim. So he's saying is, I didn't need the nesachim because everybody holds nesachim, both asham and shlam. And according to one man, the yamad, that holds smicha, yaraisa, by the carbon asham, I also don't need it because both of them have the din of smicha. So it's unnecessary to say. Anyway, but the main reason why we brought this Mishnah, this Braisa, is because it says, "Venecha leyoim v'layla." What am I going to do with this carbon asham, which may be a shlamim, depending on whether he's a metzayir or mukhlar or not? Either leyoim v'layla. What? You're going to bring a carbon shlamim? Lechad chila. To eat yoimim v'layla? Didn't you say that even Reb Shimon agrees that the only time I'm not concerned about maybe kosher beis apsul is only b'diavad? V'lechad chila to be maybe kosher beis apsul. Whoever said something, and this is Reb Shimon speaking. Reb Shimon oimer l'machra the next day, bring your carbon asham and say if it's an asham, it's an asham. If it's a shlam, it's a shlam. How can you do that? You might be maybe kosher beis apsul l'chad chila. Ever the Gemara does nishkakasha. Tikune Gabra Shani. After all, you want to be able to bring this Matsaira back to civilization, back to real life, to be one of us, so to speak. one of those requirements is to go and bring this carbon asher. If you're going to go and tell me, well, I'm not sure whether you're a mitzayir muchvin or not, and therefore you cannot bring the carbon asher because it's going to be can't bring a carbon asher because chulin bazara. You can't go. If I can go and say on the other side that it's a shlamim, okay, it'll be a shlamim. But to go and say that you have no eitz with this person, it's a kuni gabri shani. We have to go and find a tikkun a takana for this yid, for this mitzayir. And with this, we've ended the series of kashas on Reb Shimon. We do allow.
Well,
we're saying that this situation is not a lechatchila; it's a bidyevet, it's a shas adchak situation. Even though on the surface it's a lechatchila, we're saying lechatchila. A person
could be eaten as it's mitzias when it comes from eaten the day and the night.
We're going to have to bring this sofik oshim, sofik shlam, and say eat it within yoyim v'layla. And if you mess up, unfortunately, you messed up. You were maybe kashul beis absol, but chanish kabreira. I have to allow this mitzvah to come back into civilization. I can't allow him to remain chutz l'machane for the rest of his life. I'm sorry?
Why can't you make him bring another carbon? Start from the beginning.
You can't make a person into a mitzvah. You can make a person tell maybe he should go and say, touch a mess.
Isn't the remedy bring a better carbon, not mixing it up?
Yeah, but an oshem is a type of carbon you can't bring benedava. That's got to be bechoyve, just like you can't bring a chatas benedava. So since you can't go and bring an oshem benedava, so either you're required to bring it or you're not required to bring it. If you're not required to bring it, bring chulam bazara, which is an isur. So if I have an eitzah to go and say, al tanai, if it's an oshem, it's an oshem. If it's not an oshem, it's a shlam. Very good. But the problem is that this shlam is going to have to eat. Now, if it is a shlam, I'm going to eat the yom v'layla, says Reb Shimon, but I have no other eitzah with this fellow.
So sorry? You make a liberal thing that it becomes an oshem. It's not a shlam anymore.
What we're saying is that although normally chatchila, I wouldn't be maybe kosher beisip sula according to Reb Shimon, but here I have no choice. It's a shas adchak, because otherwise, if I don't give this eitzah of oshem / shlamim, this guy is going to be stuck as a suffix mitzvah for the rest of his life. Okay.
And there's no idea of burning the shlamim before it's gone? Because you burn it now after one day, not 2 days.
That's the Gemara's kasha. You're going to go according to, since I'm concerned about this inyan.
Then it becomes a shlamim.
Since I'm concerned about maybe kachim lebeis absol, if it's already b'diyeva, the oshem and shlam have got mixed together like we have in our Mishnah, then what can I do? The oskim Mishnah. I don't believe in Yerat Shiestav. We'll wait for another couple of years until it gets a mum. Bring them both. Okay, it's a b'diyeva. Here too, says Reb Shimon, it's a b'diyeva. The b'diyeva is that this person is a metzora. He doesn't know his status. If he would know his status, I would never allow for this oshem / shlam situation. Chadach mishkabreira, because I have to help this poor fellow become back to regular, normal, civil status. Good. With this, you can put two dots, because we've concluded the series of kashas on Reb Shimon. From here, Hotainach explains Rashi on the second line. We just want to explain the halach of Reb Shimon. We want to go through the mechanics and the details. How do you bring this carbon shlamim, and how do you bring this loik shalim? So, Tibar, Hotainach Osham. The Osham you told me I have an Aitzer. And that is, if it's an Osham, have all the chumris of Osham, that you should go and do Shechita Betzavoin, only to the Kahanim, Matan Behoinos, the all the Gutezach. If it turns out that it's a Shlamim, I know all the chumris over there, I'm going to do Tnuvas Chos Veshoik, all the Gutezach. Shkoyach Ripshol, Zayge Bench, have a wonderful time.
And you as well.
Thank you very much. Izok Timora, what am I going to do with this loik? This is, of course, a very, very, very exceptional situation that you bring a loik. What do you do with that loik shaman? It says in the Torah that loik shaman, that after you finish putting on the blood, on the tnuch, and on the behinois, now oidcha. You repeat this, not with the blood from the carbon asham, but with the loik shaman. And it says after you finish with the behinus, then you're supposed to go and be do hazois 7 times in front of the oil might. So that's what you're supposed to do with that loik shaman. So how are you going to go and make this loik shaman also into some sort of nidava? You can't bring a loik shaman for a shlamin. So what are you going to do with this loik? Loik my iklamim. So the manushkefel on a loik zeh yehay nidava. Just like you said, the asham will be asham / shalmi nidava. This will be loik shemesh mitzayra / loik shal nidava. So you're telling me, where did I ever hear such a thing? You can go and bring a carbon shemen? I know you can go and bring a carbon mincha. I know you can go and bring a carbon of a chattis, an oil of shlamim, and the oil of a... I never heard of a carbon shemen. So it's more yes, a door. That's Reb Tarfon later on in our Masechta. Where do we have this Reb Tarfon? Mitch, we're going to have it, I think, in Daf Tzadik Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, where the Mishnah says that you can go, and if you look on Daf Tzadik Aleph, say, you have the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadik Aleph, Omid Aleph, and it says at the end of the Mishnah, Ein misnad ben shemen, you can't bring an adob of shemen. Reb Tarfon, Ein misnad ben shemen, you can bring an adob of shemen. You can bring a carbon shemen. I bring shemen to the Smidish. I bring him a Torah and a dova. What do you do with it? Oh, we're going to see right now what you're going to do with it. So therefore, I don't have a problem with the loik shemen, because I say, if it's not a metzayra, it's for an adob. Faiti mar v'dilma la metzayra hu, uboi mekamet. Maybe it's taken out of a metzayra, and if that's the situation, then you're going to have to go and give kmitza. Now, of course, we're familiar with the concept of kmitza by a carbon mincha. What means a kmitza by a carbon shemen? So says Rashi, and we'll see this in Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Beis, later Gemaras, that the mekoyer that you can go and bring shemen on its own, I learned from a pasuk by carbon mincha. Huh. So then it's got to be like a carbon mincha. Just like carbon mincha, you got to do a kmitza. Here too, you have to do a kmitza. Now, the whole idea of doing a kmitza with a mincha is difficult. That was one of the avoidus kashish of the Mikdash. To do a kmitza on shemen is infinitely more difficult. How are you going to do a kmitza on shemen? After all, it's going to flow out. So apparently, the Gemara felt that that's sufficiently thick that you can go and do a kmitza even on shemen. So in fact, there's a choices later on.
You have a bit of that.
A chicken feather.
Oh, that's gel. That's what. Half gel oil.
You have gel oil? Okay. So there's a choices later on in the Sechtes Menachos and Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Beis. Ayin Dalid Amud Beis is a short choices. It talks about the shemen. It says koimtzoy b'shiyarav ne'echolim. You do a kmitz on the shemen. It says choices havel yain solalhu. Yain is much clearer. It's less dense. It's a less viscosity, less viscous. I can't get to English. This is less viscous, and therefore it's impossible. Try to do a kmitz on yain. It's kmitz. Shaman, this is already more. Give me on. It's gel. You can get. Wow. You have it today if you.
There's more texture.
More texture to it. Good.
Crisco.
Consistency.
For those of you that like to buy, and even those that don't like to buy, you know that they sell today pre-prepared Hanukkah lecht, right, where if you turn the lecht over, somehow it doesn't spill out. It's congealed oil. And in fact, even asked Ashal of Ravoz, and he says it's mutter. You'll see on many of the packages, they say, Askom Ravoz, said, even though it's congealed, this is not oil, it doesn't pour. It's okay. Whatever process they did to keep it congealed, it works. So apparently you can go and congeal shemen, and therefore you can go and do a kmitza. Choices Yontif, by the way, ultimate Sefer Menachos in Perek Yud Beis, says, no, there's no such thing as doing a kmitza on oil. He doesn't bring the choices. And how do you go and do the kmitza over there? You go and take your mishayer, how much oil would fit into your three fingers. Let's say 2 ounces, Lamashal. So put 2 ounces in a kli, and that's what sits on your kmitza. How did I know the Tzoyis Yontif? I didn't. Rabik Kulzayin Gizund, he showed it to me in the card. Anyway, it's a machlokes is how you do kmitza. Abla Maisi, you have to do kmitza by oil. So Freit Gemara, no, the mekamet's fine. So take a kmitza from this oil. So what's the problem? Ha ha, uboy matan shevin sheva. One of the rules of the loik shaman, besides putting on the behindness, is you have to do hazor 7 times lifnei Hashem in front of the oil mite. So Gemara, yeah, no, zolamachet, no, v'shteter, fine. He taka does it. I v'chosale, but then I'm going to have. I'm going to be missing. What means I'm going to be missing? Says Rashi. Since you have to have a loik shaman, the Torah doesn't make compromises. It's got to be a full loik. And if you're going to do a kmitza, the purpose of that kmitza is going to take these 3 fingers, and you're going to take that to go and burn on the mizbeach. So it's got to be missing from the loik shaman. So what are we going to do? So the man, no, the maisi porta malilei. Pour in a drop more shemen after they did the kmitza. I need to go and do now my behindness and my hazois. Fine, gisi, go and pour back some more. Titnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Chosra loy, if for some reason this loy shaman is missing, actually yotzak, before you did the yitziki, yitziki means to go and pour it into the left hand of the kohen, and then the kohen puts his etzba into toivum to go and then put on the behindness. No, until the yitziki, yimalanu, so you can fill it up again. So that's not a problem. But I have to be makter the kmitza of shemen and put on the marachas. No, doctor, no, so put it on the Morocco. Veshtetich. Faiti Mor Be'emis. When? That's what the Gemara is saying. No, your regular like shaman doesn't require Akhtar. Your regular like shaman by the Mitzayra, you put it on the Be'emis, you do the seven Azois, and the rest of it, you put whatever is left in the hand, go and put our Rosh Mitaher.
The Be'emis is Akhtar, so we are doing something out of line.
Exactly, something out of line. So, Zok Timor. So you do that, Akhtar. When are you going to do it? Angus. If you're talking about it, you're going to do the Akhtar. After the Matanois, meaning, you do the Kmitza first. After you do the Kmitza and you put the Kmitza away inside a Kli, ready to put it on the Mizbeach. What happens after that? You're going to go and put your Behoinais. You're going to do your Matnoi Sheva. Havlushirayim shechosru ben Kmitza lahaktara. Then some of the Shiore Shemen is going to be missing. You use it. Deimaktinus akoymitz alein. We have a loch and hilchois menochois, mechem next mesechta, that in order to be able to be makta the kmitza on the mizbeach by a kor mincha, you have to have the entire shiore mincha intact. So you brought an isara and two esrainim, 20 esrainim of a kor mincha. You took off a little bit the askara, the kmitza, to put on the mizbeach. When you're putting on the mizbeach, you have to make sure that all the shiore mincha is still there, nothing spilled and nothing is missing in action, and nothing became tome, nothing went out biyotze. It's got to be all there intact. The problem of here, some of it is not intact, because I used some of the Shiari Minch already for purposes of the Bahainis and for the Hazoi Sashemin. And now it's already too late to go and fill it up, because I'm missing some of the Shirayim, Vein Maktin and Esakoyim Etzalein. If there's any Shiore Mincha, in our case, Shiore Shemen missing, he can't be Makta the Koyim. Ah, okay, so you're going to tell me, Koyim Sheva, I'm going to go and do everything quickly. I'm first going to do the Kmitza, and then I'm afterwards going to go and do the Haktara, and then I'm going to go and say, okay, now do the Behoinis mit the Hazois Sheva. Oh, I can't do that. I can't. Koshim Men Leishim Harihu Bebao Tak Tiru. This is a pasuk, Kichol Saor V'chol Devash Leisaktiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem. The Gemara, the Chazal have a Mesoida that you can go and divide this pasuk in half. Tagi Bench. I won't be tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem. I'll be in the country. Thank you very much. I might be a Sunday night in Mitzvah Shem and Chamar. If you're here, we'll be glad to see you. Anyway, Zagi Bench, you're going to Costa Rica next week, right? The week after. Have a wonderful time. Zagi Bench. Anyway, so getting back to this pasuk, it says, Leisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. The first part of the pasuk, Chol Tzor v'chol Devash, but that's for a different drasha. Here we dash, Leisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, and the drasha is, Kol shmimenu li'ishim harihu bebal taktiru. What does that mean? What's your normal karma shlom? Your normal karma shlom, you put the aymer in on the mizbeach. What happens to the rest of the flesh? The buster of the carbon, it's nechal, he eat it. What happens if you have a person who's a super frimmer and he says, you know what, I love a Kodesh Baruch Hu so much that in addition to the Aymarin, I'm going to throw in another piece as well. He's going to put in a steak or a shoulder steak, roast beef, pastrami, another piece of the shlam he's going to come and put on the mizbeach. So you'd say to yourself, okay, it's a machbin. Instead of just putting the Aymarin, well, no, you're not going to do that. Why can't you do that? Because of this posse. Kol shmi men l'ishim, any carbon, that some of the carbon goes l'ishim on the marocha, like your normal carbon of a regular carbon, you're right. The chazav shoy goes to the kahanim. The kahanim eat it. They're talking about emrin. Emrin meaning those are the chalovim on top of the keiva, on top of the limbs is by the carbon oil. Carbon oil, everything goes in the ishim, and that's kula kol. But your regular carbon, where only a portion goes, kol shemimenu leishim on the shirayim, what's ever left over, harihu b'bal taktiru, you're not allowed to put that on the mizbeach. Same thing applies to kar mincha. Kar mincha, you put the kmitza on, don't put the shiore mincha. The shiore mincha have to be eaten, harihu b'bal taktiru. So the Gemara is asking, you have the same problem over here. You have a situation over here where you already put the kmitza on the mizbeach. That's the hechatimtz over here. It's talking about ikoidim matnesheva. You already put the kmitza's hashemen on the mizbeach. The rest of the shemen should now be consumed by the kohanim. And guess what you're doing? You're putting matnesheva. So you're doing it a babal taktiru. Now we're not really doing a babal taktiru per se. What we're doing is we're doing avoida with these shirayim. What's the avoida that I'm doing? The matnesheva. neshava. I'm spritzing it. It has to be intact. It has to be eaten. Kol shemenu ishim, once any portion of this carbon, in this case the shemen, part of it is on the ishim, the rest of it is bal taktir. Don't do more avoidance with it. Normally, of course, bal taktir means don't put it on the marach. He was saying don't do more avoidance. Don't do a hazor shemen. On review to braid up shemen, pazi the masik l'shem eitzim. When he goes and spritzes it, he has in mind the shem eitzim. The Gemara doesn't mean literally the shem eitzim. It's a borrowed term. What's it borrowed from? The Sanya. What does that mean? The pasuk that we were quoting before. Next pasuk. Carbon raises takrivo oisim l'Hashem from the mizbech l'yalu l'reich nichoyach. Don't put on the mizbech l'reich nichoyach for a carbon. But you're allowed to be mal l'shem eitzim. Meaning that from a regular carbon, if I'm saying I want to go and bring a carbon to Hashem, in addition to the Amorim, I'm also adding the front shoulder of this animal, of this carbon shlam, that you know it. If he says, however, I see that the Mizbeach is low on fuel, I want to go and add Eitzim, just like you can go and be menadiv a carbon Eitzim, I can go and bring a carbon of Eitzim. I say to the Kohen, here I brought Eitzim, and you put it on the Marocha. I'm menadiv some of the carbon shlamim, and I put it l'shem Eitzim on the Marocha. So machloikis, well, this is permissible, but Reb Leza holds you can be mal l'shem Eitzim, because it says, l'reich nechoyach, l'yal l'reich nechoyach, l'reich nechoyach, al tzakarbon tushnish, v'al tzeitzim kemiyah. Therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, just like there, I can have in mind, not l'shem avoided, not l'shem carbon, l'shem eitzim, here too I can have in mind, b'shas, the hazor, of these seven times of the shemen, that if this happens to be a bona fide mitzayra, no, I'm doing what the Torah says, he's supposed to do the hazor of shemen. If it turns out that he's not a mitzayra, and this whole thing is just a shlamim, no, I'm just doing water ba'al merashis, I'm doing a kilo hemayim. If you look at the last line of the Rashi here on the Amid base, so here I'm not doing it l'shem hazor. To the extent that this is really just a nedava, okay, ichspritz, but I'm not doing an avoider. Not doing an avoider is okay. Look at the top Rashi. L'shem eitzim, by the knocker l'shem the eitzim, play knocker l'shem mayim, l'shem l'shem the kro. The oisvei mi bal taktira nakala. We're only borrowing the term that Reb Lezer used. You cannot be mal l'reich nichoyach. You mal l'shem eitzim. See here too. I'm not going and doing the spritzing l'shem asham for the mitzayra. If he's not a mitzayra, if he's a mitzayra, of course I'm doing l'shem the din of the kapara and the tikkun gavra of the mitzayra. But it turns out if he's not a mitzayra, then I'm spritzing. Spritz. Shai, Gunish. Faitim over Ika Shirayim, the boy Milinu, the Ika Hach Parta, the Loi Kumatilabe. Ooh, I have a new problem now. What's the problem? Remember, we said that once you took your Kamitza, now you're missing something of the Loi Shaman. And it says the Torah, you have to do a Loi Shaman. So, what do you have to do? You fill it up. You go and pour it again, like Uri does for me every day. He goes and pours additional cups of seltzer. Ah, you know, tzadik. So, he goes and pours in some more. But the problem is,
my,
of course, my wife, yeah.
Okay,
exactly. The problem over here is that once you did the kmitza, and now I'm adding more shemen just to fill it up, not for the nedova purposes, but for the asha purposes, because I have to have a full log shemen. Okay, but now I'm not going to use the whole log shemen. Some of them are going to use the minus, and some are going to use for the sheva zois. Now all the rest of it, the kahanim want to eat, but they didn't have a matir on that additional ounce or two that I poured in. And what would normally be the matir? The matir would be that I did a kmitza from this entire shemen. So that's my first matir. My second matir is I go and put it on the mizbeach. But here, that additional shemen I poured in only after the kmitza. Why? To be mamalit, because of the loik shemen. You can't go and add it before. I'm sorry? So there was no matir on that Porta that was added. That additional shtickle, not a shtickle is something
that's why, that's additional why, pouring. That's why you should actually add to it before you do the kmitza, because now you'll have a full lug after a few.
That would be a good eitzah, but apparently you can't do that because the Torah says for purposes of the loik shaman, you got to take a loik shaman. apparently, just like you can't take less than a Lake Shaman, you can't take more than a Lake Shaman. So you got to be meticulous. Exactly, precise. So he brought a Lake Shaman, he does his Kemitza, now is something missing. Okay, so pour in some more. But that poured in more didn't have the benefit, didn't have a Kemitza on it, it didn't have the Matya. That little drop that you added, so to my Avadaitza, the Paraklay, he's going to be poured it. Normally by a carbon, you have to wait until it becomes a Balmum. Shemen, it doesn't become a Balmum. So therefore, you can be poured it right now, Basher Husham. How can you go and be poured? It doesn't have Kedusha Saguf. Says Rashi, the whole reason I'm bringing this additional shemen is on the tzad that it might be an adava, it might be an asher, it might be an adava. To the extent that the only reason I'm bringing it is 50-50, I'm not sure. So then the person, when he adds this additional shemen, he's thinking to himself that to the extent that this is an adava, then I'm not being makdishit kedushas haguf. I'm only allowing it to have kedushas domin. Because the whole reason why I'm adding it now is because I'm afraid, as a result of the kemitza, now I don't have a full loik shaman. I didn't have to do the kemitza if he's a real mitzayda. It's only the tzad that he might be a shlam, that he's not a mitzayda. No, on that side, I don't want to be makdish that additional shaman, because I know that that's going to cause a problem. There was no matir. So that part of the shaman, I'm going to go and leave as chulin. You can't. It can be made in chulin azar. So I was makdish in a kli. It had kedushas damim, but I don't give it kedushas aguf. And since I don't do kedushas aguf, I can go and be poirik. I can go and be poided. Now, why did they get kedushas aguf? He wanted to bring it for a carbon. But he wanted to bring a carbon al tanai that if this happens to be a loik shemen shel metzora, avad or kedushas aguf. But on the tzad that it's only a loik shemen of nedova, I don't want it to have kedushas aguf. Kedushas dam. As I look to Rashi Pshat, the Paraklay. So break the more the Paraklay Hecha. Where is he going to do that pigeon? Igavoy, if he's going to do it inside the Azara when the Shemen is there. And he's going to go and say, you Shemen, I want you now to become Chul and I'm being poured to you. Kamayel Chul Azara, he's being Chul Azara. How can you do something like that? Igavoy, okay, take the Shemen outside and do the pigeon outside. If Slebi Yoitze, then it becomes possible Yoitze. The rest of the Shemen that's in that Kli will be possible Yoitze. You do it inside. But the Gemara says is it is an iser to go and be maybe chulin lazara. I didn't bring in chulin bazara. This was already kardshim. By being poided, it's going to become chul. I didn't bring it in. The Gemara says an interesting tzach. The iser of being maybe chul is not having chulin bazara. It's to go and bring it into the azara.
It's a passive situation.
And therefore says Rashi, kishuma poideu. After he's going to be poided, he's going to take it out. And therefore, you won't have the problem of the chulin bazar, because he word maybe it's chulin meilahavi. Okay, I've gone through all of these intricate cheshbonos, but let's go back to square one. You said over here I can be menadiv the oil for a carbon nedava, and we even looked ahead into the Mishnah there on Daf Pei Aleph, where the Mishnah said in Beferish that you're going to be menadiv. Hey, one second. It doesn't say it's so beferish. Not pay out. Tzadik Aleph. It doesn't say it's so beferish, because there's in fact a machloikus over there. The Mishnah begins, Omer Reb Shimon. Oh, unter Reb Shimon. What did he say? Ein misnadvin shemen. You can't do a nedava shemen. Reb Tarfen oivin misnadvin shemen. So this whole lechatim, so this whole Mishnah of Raisa is Reb Shimon talking. Reb Shimon says, you can go and bring that loig, beteris nedava. How can you be turned to the dove? Reb Shimon the one says the aim is not in Shemin. Everything went to Kuna Gavrishani. Normally you cannot be in the Shemin. No, impossible. However, in a situation we have a person who is a Metzoira, Sufik, Mukhlet, Muzgar, I'm not sure, and you want to be Misakin and see, so you should be able to come back into civilized society. Okay, Chadish Kabreira, that like Shem will be turned to the dove. But normally you cannot bring a turn to the dove by Shemin according to Reb Shimon. Good. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, and you're going to see at the end of this Gemara it's going to be a pella what the Kasha was. Yosef Rav Chumi Kamid Ravina V'Yosef Kam Mishmeid Rav Huna Bar Tachlif V'Neima Oshem Zeh Yehei Oshem Tolui. We started off that Reb Shimon says, I don't know what to do with this Metzayra, so you know what, bring a carbon and either it'll be an Oshem or it'll be a Shlomim. Freit Timura, why do you have to say an Oshem or a Shlomim? Why don't you say either an Oshem or an Oshem? What do you mean Oshem or an Oshem? Either it'll be an Oshem Metzayra, and if he's not a Metzayra, it'll be an Oshem Tolui. What's so bad about making an asher tali, or what's good about making asher tali. So first of all, we have to understand that even though you cannot bring a chatas or asher binadava, Rebbe Lezer holds misnadiv adam asher tali bechol yoin. A person every single day, if he wants to, he can bring an asher tali. Why? Everybody, if he crosses his head long enough, I might have done that. Shabbos, did I carry something outside? Sorry? It's not chulun hazara. Lamaisa, we don't hold that way. This is Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer was a very sincere, a gross erlechid. And Reb Lezer says, I'm noivous every single day. I wake up and I start making a cheshbon and nefesh, or maybe I did a cheshbon and nefesh before I went to sleep and I couldn't sleep the whole night. Oy, oy, oy. Shabbos, maybe the Erev was down and maybe I was carrying, I don't know. Oy, oy. And remember that delicious schmaltz that I ate yesterday? That was so good. Maybe part of it was so good, maybe it was a little bit of chilev in it, wasn't just shuman. And I did something else, and maybe not. Bring an asher tali every single day, just to be in the safe side. Mekanishvis. So Zerub Lezer says you can do that. Oh, so instead of saying that this carbon will be either an asher or a shlamim, let it be either an asham or an asham. So you're telling me, so it was a nafkimina. Oh, it was a big, big nafkimina. The whole problem that we got into this whole thing was that if it's a shlamim, because he's not a metzayra, then I'm going to take a carbon, which is normally nechad, lishnei yamim v'layla echad, and I'm going to eat it, liyayim v'layla, maybe kachin lebeis apsul. But if it's a suffix, asham toli, or a suffix, asham metzayra, they're both eating the yom v'layla, so I won't have this problem of maybe kashal beis himself. So wouldn't that be a much better aitza than suffix shlomim, suffix asham? Ooh. See, suffix asham metzayra, suffix asham toli. L'choyra, it's an aitza to kasha. Hazoy feitimar. Zog timaram. Nim alun, man tada paligaleb. Ah, nocho. The name asham, they eat asham toli. Zog timar, shema mina. Man tana de paligaleb, Reb Lezer, who disagrees with Reb Lezer? Reb Shimoni. The Amar Ein Misnadim Ashim Toli. After all, this whole Eitzim and Eganza Ashim, this is all Reb Shimon speaking. Why did Reb Shimon give the Eitz of Shlam? Why didn't he give the Eitz of Ashim Toli? Mizruch Zayin, that he disagrees, he holds you cannot bring an Ashim Toli Benedava. If you know for sure that you might have been Oyver Nisse, is one thing. But to speculate, maybe, Konzayin, Efshe, you never know. Amaleis, he told them, Toira means woe to the Heilige Toira. You hold Kasha and Nishka Kasha. Why Nishka Kasha? Imri Bedichri Mechlefilach. You made a fundamental boo-boo. What's the fundamental boo-boo? You have altogether six Ashamois. What are the six Ashamois? You have five Asham Vadais and one Asham Toli. Of the five Ashamois Vadai, three of them are an Ayil, two of them are a Kevis. A Kevis and Ayil are exactly the same animal. It just depends on whether it hit its first birthday. Mit balloons or on balloons, but before the first birthday it's a Kevis, after the first birthday it becomes an Ayil. Which three of the Ashamois? So there's an easy mnemonic to remember. It's Geshem. It's raining. What's Geshem? Gimel is Asham Gizelois. The Shin is Asham Shifcha Charufa. Mem is Asham Me'ilois. Geshem you have to bring with an Ayin. The other two, however, are Nomoich. They are down a Madrega. They are downgraded. It's only a Kevis and not an Ayin. What are the other two? Asham Nozir and Asham Mitzoyra. That's Nun Mem. There you bring a Chav, you bring a Kevis. Therefore, it's Nomoich, the Nozir, and the Mitzoyra is a Kevis. What about an Asham Toli? Asham Toli is also an Ayil, just like the others. So the Gemara is saying over here, you know what? We should go and bring an Asham and say that this Asham will either be an Asham Mitzoyra or an Asham Toli. Mister, think about what you're saying. An Asham Mitzoyra tosedach a kevis, and Asham Toli tosedach an ayil. So you cannot say about the same behemoth, okay, you'll either be in a kevis or you'll be an ayil. It's one or the other. You can't be half pregnant. It's either a kevis or an ayil. So it can either be an Asham Toli or it can be an Asham Mitzoyra, but you can't bring it for a suffix of both. Therefore, the only way that we can get out of this quandary is to bring a suffix Asham and a suffix Shlamim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Mir Tashem, I hope to see you all in another couple of weeks.